Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, you vote for Soundbite of the Week by listening to these four pieces of audio we're going to play for you from this week's Issues Etc. audio, and then you either call 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or you email us with your vote right here in real time in the next 20 minutes of the program, talkback at issuesetc.org. We add up the votes and we let you pick the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Talkback at issuesetc.org or Issues Etc. soundbite of the week number 1-877-623-MYIE. We are coming to you live this Friday, September the 19th. Soundbite number one comes from Meg Meeker. She was on the program recently. We were talking about boys. She's written a book called Boys Should Be Boys. I had a question for her and her answer. Bottom line, what do boys need most?
Dads. They need a dad. They need a man. They need their father. Now, I say that knowing that maybe half of the women listening out there who have sons don't have the son's father in the picture, and that's a hard pill to swallow. Boys, we know, need strong attachments with their mothers. They need more time with their mothers. They need less scheduled activities. They need to figure out how to play at home and to play outside. And then as they get older, they need positive male influence. You know, the teen years with our boys are all about spending more time with good men. And that's why I encourage, you know, mothers, if dad is not in the picture, please find a good man who can help spend a little bit of time with your son, because that's really huge in a boy's life.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Meg Meeker, my question, what do boys need? Her answer, do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? If so, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Peter Bender. We're doing a series with him on the Apostles' Creed, and we were talking about creeds in general a little bit earlier this week, and he had a great answer to the question about the value of creeds.
The confession that we make is to speak back to God what it is that he has spoken to us, which word the Holy Spirit used to call us to faith in the first place. So by the word of the gospel, we are called to faith, and we speak back to God what he's spoken to us. And we are all called to speak the same language. The Apostles' Creed is subjective language that is scriptural language. It's not language that is drawn from contemporary society and culture, because the contemporary societies and cultures change over time. Now, this is God's language. We take up God's language, and we speak it back to him. And what's unique about the Apostles' Creed is that every word, every phrase is biblical. It speaks God's language in God's way. And the other thing that the Creed continues to do in that language that we speak back to God, it's always drawing us away from ourselves to God. And so many contemporary creeds that people concoct end up being a kind of navel-gazing, or speak more about the quality of my believing than they do about the objective reality of who God is and what he has done, which is how the scriptures speak.
That is soundbite number two. Should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Pastor Peter Bender on the value of creeds. Soundbite number three comes from our conversation with Bridget Gabriel. She has written the book called Why They Must Be Stopped, talking about radical Islam. And here is her personal perspective and her view of the world when it comes to radical Islam.
See, the sad reality is in America, we have such a short attention span. I am somebody whose 9/11 happened to her in 1975 when the Muslims blew up my home, burying me under the rubble wounded in Lebanon as they shouted Allahu Akbar. I was 10 years old. Look what they did to the Copts in Egypt. Look what they did to the Assyrians in Syria, the Hindus in India, the Armenians in Turkey. Who would have thought that 2 million Armenians were massacred in Turkey at the beginning of the century? We're not talking distant memory here. We're talking less than 100 years ago. America only woke up on September 11th. It's time we as a civilization, we as people, get educated about what we're truly dealing with and start opening our eyes.
That is soundbite number three. Do you think that ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? You can vote by calling 1-877-623-MYIE or by emailing us right here in the studio talkback@issuesetc.org. And we have time before the break for soundbite number 4. Now, after we play this, I want you to call 1-877-623-MY-IE or talkback@issuesetc.org to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number 4 comes from Rod Rosenblatt. I guess the best way to summarize this is, God does it all from beginning to end without any help from you.
This only really makes sense so that you can't bubblegum something onto it and feel pleased you did it. The alone is to make sure that it's nude, just this, with nothing bubblegummed on to make it better. As soon as you bubblegum on something of us, the very thing itself is gone. It's got to be taken full tilt, 120 proof, nude. It's this or nothing. And the great news is, it was all done for you. It's all free. It's all yours. Just take. And even in the taking, God gets the credit for pulling your hand out of your pocket and extending your arm, opening up your fingers, and he drops the benefits of Christ in there, closes your fingers on them, pushes your hand back, puts it back in your pocket, and says, there.
All right, that's soundbite number 4. Do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Rod Rosenblatt on what grace alone really means. God does it all from beginning to end. Should it be soundbite number 1, Meg Meeker? My question on what boys need and her answer, short, sweet, and simple, they need their fathers. Should it be soundbite number 2, Pastor Peter Bender on the value of Christian creeds? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Are you going to vote for soundbite number 3, Bridget Gabriel, her view of radical Islam, both from her own perspective and also from the perspective of the world? 1-877-623-MY-IE or talkback@issuesetc.org. Or will it be soundbite number 4, Rod Rosenblatt, on grace alone? Alone means God does it all. You don't add anything to it. He does it from beginning to end. Talkback@issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-MY-IE. 877-623-MY-IE. This break is a great time to call and vote for the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Your votes after the break. In the second hour, Molly Ziegler Hemingway joins us to talk about the irrationality of irreligion, and we'll discuss same-sex marriage with Greg Kokel. Pastor John Pless of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, on Treasury of Daily Prayer.
I know of no resource that comes close to Treasury of Daily Prayer in terms of providing both pastors and laity a richly Lutheran book for reading, reflection, and intercession.
Find out more about Treasury of Daily Prayer at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Treasury of Daily Prayer.
What happens to unborn babies in a partial birth abortion is shocking. Each year, thousands of partial birth abortions are performed in the fifth or sixth month of pregnancy or even later on healthy babies of healthy mothers. One federal judge called partial birth abortion gruesome and barbaric. Yet in spite of overwhelming public support for a ban on this brutal procedure, the Supreme Court ruled that Roe v. Wade not only allows but protects this painful procedure. This has been a Perspective on Life from National Right to Life. For more information, visit our website, www.nrlc.org.
LCMS, Inc. canceled this? You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming the most recent members of the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Excelsior Springs, Missouri. The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California. Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California. Christ Our Savior, Freeburg, Illinois. And Peace Lutheran, Neenah, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in its mission or advertising budget on our website, issuesetc.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Rebecca Shandara, Nicholas Korth, Norma Evans, Larry Devich, Tim Steffen, Jennifer Gagline, Daryl and Lorna Sandberg, James Heath, Daniel, and Jason Gerke. Thanks for your support.
Bottom line, what do boys need most?
Dads. They need a dad. They need a man. They need their father.
And so many contemporary creeds that people concoct end up being a kind of navel-gazing.
I am somebody whose 9/11 happened to her in 1975 when the Muslims blew up my home, burying me under the rubble wounded in Lebanon as they shouted Allahu Akbar.
The alone is to make sure that it's nude, just this, with nothing bubblegummed on to make it better.
All right, there's a sampling of our four sound bites, or four of our sound bites that are your choices for Issues Etc. sound bite of the week. You can vote for the next 10 minutes, 1-877-623-MY-IE, four Issues Etc. sound bite of the week. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. It's Friday, September the 19th. It's time for your votes on Issues Etc. sound bite of the week. Lynn's up first, calling from St. Anne, Missouri. Hi, Lynn.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's your vote for soundbite of the week, Lynn?
I choose the first one. Boys need dads, definitely. If I didn't have that belief in my heart, I might have left my husband years ago. But you know what? Love's not a choice. Love is a choice. We need to put the kids first and think of the long term, not the short term.
Lynn, thank you very much, and thanks for being the first vote during soundbite of the week this week. 1-877-623-MY-IE. talkback@issuesetc.org. Scott's up next, calling from Oakwood, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor.
Which is it going to be for you, Scott?
Well, I have to say, I wholeheartedly agree with number one. In the schools where I teach, I see far too many boys, and for that matter, girls, who do not have a good fatherly influence in the home. One parent is simply not enough. God bless the single moms of our nation who try to do the work of two parents and raise all their children alone. It's not the way it's supposed to be. And if we're going to be a post-feminist society, we need to be creating and molding a culture that embraces fathers and fatherhood as a necessary part of raising children, not just a sperm donor. We'd all be better off.
Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. Oakwood, sounds like he's a guest. My goodness. Thank you very much for playing Soundbite of the Week. Elaine in Canada emails us. She says, I vote for soundbite number two. That would be Pastor Peter Bender on the value of creeds. It is relevant for the times we're living in today. I almost picked three, as I just read an article in the National Review as to how Islam is gradually encroaching on Europe, and they aren't really fighting back at all that much. Elaine, thank you for listening in Canada. Willis in Florida emails us. He says, all four soundbites are great, but my vote is for Dr. Rod Rosenblatt's explanation of grace alone. The solas are why I am a Lutheran. Where the means is, all means all. And, oh, I see what he's saying. Where is means is, all means all. Finished means finished. And Christ alone is at the core. Wow, that's a great comment. Willis, thank you very much. Carrie in Minnesota says, number four, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. God does it all. I find that to be so great. It's hard for us to grasp, but we must, because it's so comforting once you grasp it. God even takes your hand out of your pockets and puts it in your hand, grace alone. Thank you very much, Carrie, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. Tamara in Topeka, Kansas writes this, my vote is for soundbite number one. That's Meg Meeker on what boys need. Our almost three-year-old emulates his dad's behavior and looks to him for how to respond in situations. I can only imagine how much more this will be the case when he's a teenager. Just wait, Tamara, and thanks for listening in Topeka. Jen in Virginia emails us. She says, I was going to vote for soundbite number one because I've got three boys, and I loved what she said about little boys needing to do all the things little boys need. It affirms what I'm doing every day with my three sons. But it was all about me and feeling good. Then I heard soundbite number four, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt's description of God grabbing our hand, pulling it out of our pocket, and putting his free gift of grace in our hand. I really need to hear that again today. Thank you. The bubblegum reference is humorous. That's number four for my vote, if I wasn't clear. No, you were very, very clear. That's three votes for soundbite number four, putting it in a tie for soundbite number one, Meg Meeker. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MY-IE. 877-623-MY-IE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. The four sound bites, number one has three votes so far. Meg Meeker, my question about what boys need, and her answer, they need dads, they need men, they need their fathers. Soundbite number two has one vote. Pastor Peter Bender on the value of creeds, simply saying back to God what he has said to us. Soundbite number three doesn't have a vote yet. Bridget Gabriel, her view of radical Islam from the time she's been 10 years old under the rubble of her house, destroyed by Muslims. Or soundbite number four, which has three votes, tied for soundbite of the week with soundbite number one. Rod Rosenblatt, his definition of grace alone. Which is it going to be? Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Or 1-877-623-MYIE. We at least need someone to break the tie between soundbite number one and soundbite number four. Of course, these things can always swing very quickly. 1-877-623-MYIE. Or talkback at issuesetc.org. Coming up here in a few minutes on the program, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. Our good friend Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, a journalist in Washington, D.C., contributor to GetReligion.org, is author of a column in today's Wall Street Journal titled Who's or Look Who's Irrational Now. We're going to talk about irreligion and its irrationality. She even writes a little bit about that movie that's coming out on October 3rd from the comedian Bill Maher. It's called Religious. We'll be talking with her in just a few minutes, and then we'll spend the rest of Issues Etc. with Greg Kokel, founder of Stand to Reason, based in Signal Hill, California. Arguments are made for same-sex marriage. Greg has counterarguments and responses to those pro-gay marriage arguments. We'll spend about 45 minutes with him in the next hour of the program. 1-877-623-MYIE. We're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Susan in Dallas writes this, got to vote for Dad Rod. Why? Because his passion for speaking the truth about Christ alone and grace alone and proclaiming the gospel clearly and helping others grasp these truths seems tireless. I am thankful for him. That makes four votes for soundbite number four. And Marilyn says, I really think we need to be reminded over and over again that it is all Christ and nothing of us. I vote for soundbite number four, giving us five votes for that. Still time for the rest of you to vote. Change the vote, however it works. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. So far the winner, well, not the winner completely, but so far the leader is soundbite number four, Rod Rosenblatt, on what grace alone really means. Laura in Indiana writes, soundbite number one is very important, but I have to vote for Rod Rosenblatt. I used to drive an hour every Wednesday night to hear him give a Bible study. I miss him terribly. Well, you can always hear him here on Issues, Etc. Laura, and thank you for listening in Indiana. That's four votes for soundbite number one. Here's the winner with time to play it, Rod Rosenblatt. His particular definition, and it's great scriptural definition, of grace alone.
This only really makes sense so that you can't bubblegum something onto it and feel pleased you did it. The alone is to make sure that it's nude, just this, with nothing bubblegummed on to make it better. As soon as you bubblegum on something of us, the very thing itself is gone. It's got to be taken full tilt, 120 proof, nude. It's this or nothing. And the great news is, it was all done for you. It's all free. It's all yours. Just take. And even in the taking, God gets the credit for pulling your hand out of your pocket and extending your arm, opening up your fingers, and he drops the benefits of Christ in there, closes your fingers on them, pushes your hand back, puts it back in your pocket, and says, there.
All right, that's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week, Rod Rosenblatt on Grace Alone. I love the way he talked about that, about how God takes your hands out of your pockets. You're just standing there with your hands in your pockets. He pulls your hands out, extends your arm, opens your hand, puts his free gift of grace in your hand, closes your fingers around it, puts your hand back in your pocket, and says, there. That's how it works. You want to know how it works from beginning to end? That's exactly how grace alone, God's activity, that's what grace is. It's God's favor, God's activity to save you. That's how it works. When we come back from this break, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. is straight ahead. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway joins us, author of a column in today's Wall Street Journal titled, Look Who's Irrational Now. We'll be talking about whether or not irreligion makes you a rational person, or whether or not being religious makes you irrational. And then we'll respond to some arguments in favor of same-sex marriage. Greg Kokel, founder of Stand to Reason, based in Signal Hill, California, will be our guest. He's co-author of the book Relativism, Feet Firmly Planted in Midair, and he's authored an article in the Solid Ground newsletter titled Same-Sex Marriage, Challenges and Responses. Monday on the program, we'll continue our series on the Apostles' Creed with Pastor Peter Bender, and we'll visit with the author of the book, 10 Books That Screwed Up the World. That's Monday on Issues, Etc. When you go to church this weekend, go equipped with something. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click promote. There you will find a flyer that you can print off straight from our website that shows how your congregation can be one of the Issues, Etc. 300 congregations that put $1,000 in their annual budget, mission or advertising budget, wherever they want to fit it, to support the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. The flyer says it all and explains it all. Go to our website and find out how your church can be part of the Issues, Etc. 300. IssuesETC.org. Click promote. IssuesETC.org. Click sponsors. We'll be right back with hour two.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.